Thank you for calling Kloppenburg & Company. Our normal business hours are Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. If you know the extension of the person you are trying to reach, you may enter it at any time. For a company directory by first name, please press 8 now. For a company directory by last name, please press 9. For
enter the first few letters of the party's last name on the telephone keypad.
This is Joe Kloppenburg.
Hey, Joe. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Just fine.
Good.
I did get your voicemail from last week. I've been too busy to respond.
Yeah, no problem. I totally understand, Joe. I just did want to make sure that you did receive, my email.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And I still have it, and it's still sitting in my inbox. So it's not ignored. It's just other things are a little more pressing right at the moment. So.
Yeah, exactly. I totally understand that. Like I said, I just wanted to touch base with you and get a feel for your timeline when you're looking to bring on that 125K.
I don't really have a timeline. I think what's driving me at this point in time is based upon analysis of the business, continuing analysis. I'm not so sure that just increasing or changing our financing or whatever is going to make a huge difference. I think what's more important to me right now is trying to figure out a way to reduce some costs. And that's not, it's not a function of, inserting more money into the business is necessarily going to make it any more efficient.
Exactly.
So that's what's driving me right now. I know that you guys are out there and you've made it. We've talked about it and the potential is there, but right now it's not as high a priority right now as just trying to make some internal changes that we
mm-hmm.
really have to do. So
you guys are trying to eliminate costs. Like, did you just bring on some equipment?
That we never really. It's going to have to be a pretty healthy analysis, and it may come down to needing some equipment. But right now, I'm not seeing a need for any equipment. But I tried not to say never. because there could be things out there that could improve us. But I just need that. I'm just plain not totally aware. I don't have anything that I'm going, boy, if I could only get money to do this, then it would really make this difference. No, I don't have anything mm-hmm. sitting on me like that right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know. Like I said, from what we discussed, I know you had the problem with the customers paying out, and bringing on the new jobs. Yeah.
That would be a, potential cash flow help, but it's not that still isn't going to make the business better. So that's more critical.
Exactly. Well, I know making it more efficient, with extra capital, would you be able to somehow use that to make it more efficient, or?
Not without some further review, because this is, I've been so too focused on the financing that we currently have and how do we get it cheaper, those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
But then it kind of got an epiphany, shall we say, and said, no, that's not the game, Joe. The game is how do we make more money, not use more money.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I know they go hand in glove, and sometimes using money will get you to make money. But
uh-huh.
right now, it's not our issue.
Yeah, and that's
right now, it's a case of getting more. Efficiency out of my people and having them have a little different work ethic.
Yeah, exactly. I remember you saying that, having a more efficiency with them, and also is there any machines that you could, I'm not trying to tell you to bring on machines, but I'm just curious.
I know exactly what you're and the, how do I say it? That is that we don't have anything that we're looking at or have thought about that says, okay, if we had this, we could it would give us more efficiency.
Yeah.
I think it's in some respects I got lots of tools. Making sure that the people that are employed to use them efficiently and effectively, and that they give a damn. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's like I said, I didn't know if that there's some way with that $125K you'd be able to use it and leverage it, and then maybe I don't know if there's opportunities where you guys have discounts on inventory or stuff in between jobs to help you get ahead over there, so that way you can start using your money and save you money potentially. But also, if you can use that money to make more money, I mean, I know what you business owners know what you're doing.
That's obviously the best way. But yeah. Nothing has come out in my right now as to tell me, okay, if we had X amount, an infusion of cash, we would get more efficient. I'm not seeing that.
Okay.
I'm not going to say that I won't see that, but right now, I don't see it.
Okay.
We have to attack it a different way.
Yeah, no, I hear you, and that's pretty fine. That's what I want to discuss with you, see if there was something there that we could help you out, get to that next level, growth.
Right now, I'm just going to say, I have to say no.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say that, as I said, I try never to say never.
Yeah, exactly.
Right now, I don't think an extra X dollars would make a huge difference. I think it's a, it's good. This is more of a management driven deal.
Okay. No, it makes sense. And that's good that, you found out, what would, definitely help the business out.
I should have thought about this long ago.
Well, no, it's all good.
I love machinery. I mean, I love seeing stuff that does certain jobs better than what's out there.
Uh-huh.
But by the same token, a lot of times you trade one thing for another without a big productivity gain, and your people think, oh, they're bringing in all kinds of machinery. I don't need to work hard.
So yeah.
It's a catch-22.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, when's a good time to, circle back with you and check in?
I'd say sometime late summer.
Okay.
Probably September 1 or something like that.
Okay.
Or September 1 or October 1, somewhere in that range. I don't see anything in the near future. And
okay.
I've got your contact information, so if something changes, we'll be in touch.
Yeah, sounds good, Joe. I'm here and, ready to help you out if something does come up. Yeah, like I said, I just wanted to, make sure you got my email and just get the timeline on what you're looking at. And, I'll definitely check in, toward the end of summer. And, yeah, if something does come up, feel free to reach out and we'll get you going on something.
Very good, sir.
Okay, thanks for your time.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.